You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We want more love. We got to show love. Queen Omega say show love. Yo, some of them ain't got no love.
It's Nick reporting live here from WOMAD, sitting with the one and only, all the way from San Fernando, from the sweet TNT.
Hi!
Queen Omega, how you doing?
Greetings, I'm blessed, man. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I've been, when I was a little boy, my mom had a shirt. She's African. She said, if I die and heaven doesn't want me, send me to Trinidad and Tobago.
Wow, I love that t-shirt.
What is it about TNT that makes people go crazy?
We're so cosmopolitan, like we're mixed so much, all different nationals you can find. And we're so appreciative of everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like we don't have no problem, you know, as much with the race. Everyone is like one callaloo, one foot. And we have all the genres you can think about.
Yeah.
Like we have some talented musicians, artists that comes from Trinidad. We have a little bit of everything.
Man, I want to go to TNT so bad. My first ever taste of Trinidadian music was Trinity to the Bone, David Rudder.
Yes, you see?
Islands in the Sun?
Yeah.
Ish.
What? Beautiful music.
Can you let us in on some of those TNT legends that you're talking about?
Yeah, like King Sparrow, Lord Kitchener, and David Rudder as you talk, you
David
know.
David Rudder.
Calypso Rose.
Yeah.
Come on. And then we have some of the youngers like Marshall, Voice. We have Empress in the business like Fayan, Destra. These are the younger ones that are blazing the trail, Bungie Garlin, you know. Wow.
And
we
of course
so
yourself.
Much talented,
so much
and
talent.
So much. In the reggae, we have Malanasha, we have Jam Melody. We have so much talent in that little island.
And you come from there, and obviously you're a product of
and
that
then
talent.
Then you have myself, yours truly, you know, blazing the trail in reggae.
And it starts from a young'un too. I remember hearing a story about you. You're talking about your preschool teacher.
Yes.
You'd sing and she'd give you a mint. So I brought some New Zealand mints if you want to try one.
Thank you. I would love to try one.
These are a delicacy here.
Oh, beautiful. Let's try it. You want to try one, darling?
Mint. For the people at home, these are Pascal Mint Imperials. The one and only's. What are we thinking?
Lovely.
Yeah? So that kind of, I guess from a youth, was it encouraged in your family too? Or was it just at school that you learned to find your voice?
It was during school, and then I got the opportunity to work in a studio.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine asked me, you want to make some money? And I was like, yes.
Always.
And then she invited me to the studio, introduced me to the producer, the owner of the studio. And when he heard my voice, it was over. Immediately, I started working.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, we have a session to do.
That's crazy.
And he put the music on, and he told me what he wanted me to sing. And it was just some background lines.
Yeah.
And I did it, and when it was time to change the key and go on the different levels, it was so natural, and he was blown away because I was very young.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh God, he was very happy and excited, and then he would call me every time there was session.
How old were you at this point?
I was about 13.
That's like almost like Aretha Franklin, you know, she started that kind of young.
Yeah, I was about 13 years when because I just started a secondary school.
Yeah.
So I sure was 13, and I worked there all my years, all my teenage years. I worked there even after my teenage years. In my young 20s, I was still working there.
Yeah. You talked a lot about how you've got this far in music through perseverance.
Yeah.
It's been your perseverance that's got you through all the way from 13 years to now here
at
WOMAD. How does it feel to be in New Zealand performing this festival?
Oh my gosh, it feels like a prize.
Mm.
It feels like a prize. Like when you do something good and you get a prize or you've won something, it feels like a reward, man.
Yeah, for sure. And
I
you deserve
you,
it.
I feel like I'm rewarded. I'm being rewarded for taking, you know, the steps and, you know, being resilient and, you know, never giving up.
Yeah.
That's how it feels, honestly.
100%.
Yeah.
You've been blowing up online for the No Love dubplate, but your other music runs deep. You've been doing
Thank
this.
Thank you.
And, like, we can talk about that, but everyone's talked about that with you. I want to talk about some other songs, like Fittest, for example.
Yeah.
That song is amazing.
I was
wondering, what do you do on tour to stay fit? Because you be traveling around the world, mind, body, and spirit. How
True.
Do you take care of yourself?
I try to eat as much fruits and vegetables as I can. Sometimes I do incorporate fish in my diet. I beat myself sometimes too, because when I now started my spiritual journey, I was strict vegan.
Yeah.
And as time go by, I start eating fish. So now I'm a pescatarian. But I really try to eat good, and I try to think holistic.
Yeah.
Like, really protect my mind, when, because, you know, your mind is so powerful. So sometimes when thoughts come in that I know this is what type of thing, and I really guard my thoughts, I guard my mouth, my words, because I understand that what I say is reality. And, you know, I go to the beach, I swim a lot.
Ish. Have you been to the beach yet here?
Not yet, but I want to go to visit. Hopefully we can go tomorrow morning.
We got some good beaches. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we plan to go tomorrow.
I'm actually going to come to TNT. I'm going to come visit you.
Please, you're going to love it.
Are we going to Belmont for Carnival?
You're
going to
love it. Where?
Belmont? Is that
Belmont?
Yeah.
Well, I miss it this time because I was on the road, obviously. Because Carnival this time was in March. So I left. When it started, I was leaving.
No.
Yes. Coming to Australia. So I didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I was coming to Australia and then to New Zealand. I was really pumped about coming to this part of the world. Yeah. Really. So it didn't bother me at all.
We're so lucky to have you, and we're so lucky to have your music. And I have to ask, if I may. Is there any new music on the way?
Definitely. I'm working on a new album, and I start performing some of the songs already. It's unreleased, and it's tearing the place up. And you're going to hear some of the songs tonight, because I'll be performing it on my set list. Songs like Elevate, songs like Head Above Water, Still Standing. Yeah, I'm working on a new album. Definitely. So some new music coming.
I'm so excited to hear Elevate. I can't wait to be skanking.
Yeah, it's crazy energy. It's crazy energy.
Thank you so much for talking to us. And you can keep these mints. These are yours if you want
them.
Thank you.
I love them. They're nice. They're nice. Listen, they're going to go all the way to Trinidad. Right? I'm telling you. I'm going to carry it so my children, they can taste it. Taste the mints.
I appreciate you so much, Queenie.
Yes, babe, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you more. We're going to share it. Everyone is... I'm going to share it with the crew, the Royal Souls. My soldiers, my team, my band. Yeah, I love them.
Thank you so much, Queenie. I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Trinidad United. Sunday United. But the friend you fall like ice. Yeah. The voice of Queen Omega. Letting the whole world know. This is how me flow, don't call me local. I'm internationally blessed with my vocal. I tell you this, don't call me no local artist when I'm an ambassador in this reggae business. Don't call me local, I'm internationally blessed with my vocal. Don't call me no local artist. And this, how can you disrespect the queen? It's a long time me there, me well up this scene from Brazil. Jamaica like the cup with the cream. The voice of Queen Omega makes the world tune in. With versatility, sometimes me DJ and sing. Once my mind is made up, I can do anything. Nothing is impossible with the kings of kings. Me just hold a vibes and sit down on redeem. Don't call me local, I'm internationally blessed with my vocal. I'll tell you this, don't call me no local artist when I'm an ambassador in this reggae business. Don't call me local, I'm internationally blessed with my vocal. It's in your brain, give me the trees. Cause that's the way me want. Ganja is not a drug, don't get me ignorant. The trees, but it's the only herb. Ganja, good for the nerve, it's in your brain. In Babylon, you're a Rastaman, you never vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.